Welcome in. Today we're building one of the most useful things in drama and bass, a two-bar bass motif that loops cleanly, rolls at 174 BPM, and stays interesting with small, controlled variations. Think of it like this. The motif is your hook, and the variations are your punctuation. You want the listener to recognize the sentence every time it comes around, but you don't want it to feel copy-pasted. All right, let's set up the session. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Keep it in 4/4. Now before we even touch the bass, drop in a simple drum loop so you're writing to a groove, not to a metronome. Use a drum rock if you want. Kick on beat 1, snare on 2 and 4. Even though DNB is fast, that snare pattern gives you that halftime anchor while the hats provide the roll. Add hats in 8ths or 16ths. Nothing fancy. Here's the big beginner win. Most bass lines feel right when they lock into the gaps around the snare, not when they fight it. So keep listening for those little pockets of space. Next, pick a key and make your life easy. Go with F minor or G minor. I'll use F minor. For now, we'll mostly live on a tiny set of notes. The root, the fifth, the flat 7, and the octave. In F minor, that's F, C, E flat, and F again up top. You can write a ton of convincing DNB with just those. Now let's build the bass in layers. The proper way, sub is the foundation, mids is the character. First, the sub. Create a new MIDI track and load operator. Set oscillator to a sine wave. Keep the level sensible, around minus 6 dB to start. Turn the filter off so it's pure. Then shape the amp envelope so it's tight and clean. Attack at 0, decay around 200 to 400 milliseconds, sustain basically down at negative infinity, and release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. The point is, short notes that don't smear into the next hit. After operator, add utility. Set width to 0%. Mono sub. Always, if you've got the bass mono option, set it around 120 Hz, and don't chase loudness yet. We'll balance later. Now the mid layer. Create another MIDI track for mids, or duplicate the sub track and swap the instrument. If you want easy and modern, use Wavitable. Start from basic shapes, pick a sawish vibe, and a little unison, like 2 to 4 voices, but keep it subtle. Put a low-pass filter on it, something like LP24, and set the cutoff somewhere in the 200 to 800 Hz range for now. We're going to move it later. Then build a simple stock device chain that gives you movement and grit without wrecking the low end. Put saturator first, analog clip mode, drive maybe 2 to 6 dB and soft clip on. Then auto filter, again low pass, and keep the cutoff somewhere around 400 up to 1K. Add a tiny bit of envelope if you want a bit of pluck, but keep it subtle. If you want width, add chorus ensemble lightly. But remember, width is for the mids, not for the sub. Finish with EQ8 and high pass the mid layer around 120 to 180 Hz so it doesn't fight the sub. At this point you've got the classic pro setup. Sub equals stable foundation, mids equal motion and attitude. Now we write the actual two-bar motif. Start on the sub track. Create a two-bar MIDI clip. Turn your grid to 16ths. And yes, triplets can be cool, but don't use them as a default. First get the core rolling with straight placement. You can add swing later. Here's a blueprint that works across a lot of DNB styles. Bar 1 is your call. Bar 2 is your response. In bar 1, focus on a recognizable rhythm, mostly 8th notes, and maybe a couple of quick 16th pickups. Use F as home base, and sprinkle C or E flat where it feels musical. A quick teacher trick, choose one or two anchor notes that always hit the root. A great anchor is the downbeat of bar 1. Another great anchor is somewhere late in bar 2, like a key moment right before the loop restarts. Those anchors are what make it feel like the same bass line even after you start tweaking things. Also, watch the snare. Don't put your loudest bass note exactly on the snare transient. Try placing your strongest bass hit right after the snare, or just before it. That little decision makes the groove breathe. Keep note lengths practical. In DNB, bass notes are often 16th to 8th note lengths. Clean endings matter. If notes overlap by accident, the groove gets blurry fast unless you're intentionally using glide. Once your two bars feel good on the sub, duplicate that same MIDI clip onto the mid track. Keep the MIDI identical for now. That way, the layers speak as one instrument. Now we add variation, the smart way. Remember the goal, recognizable loop, not constant, new information. Small changes win. Make a copy of your two-bar clip. This is now your variation clip, and here are a few reliable variation moves. First move, the last two beats twist. Only change beats 3 and 4 of bar 2. That's it. Add a quick 16th pickup, or jump one note up an octave, like F2 instead of F1, for a little lift, or replace one root with E-flat to add tension. This kind of ending change feels like a bassist doing a slightly different turnaround. Second move, rhythm switch, but keep the accents. So you keep the main hits in the same spots, but maybe one section that was an eighth note becomes 2/16ths. That makes it roll harder without sounding like a new bass line. Third move, sound variation on the mids only. And this one is huge. Keep the sob stable, put the variation in the mid layer. Automate the auto filter cutoff on the mid track, so bar 1 is darker and bar 2 is a bit brighter. Or automate saturator drive so the second bar gets 1 or 2 extra dB. It's the same notes, but it speaks differently. Here's an underrated advanced move that beginners love once they hear it, silence variation. Instead of adding notes, remove one. Delete a hit near the end of bar 2 so the drums carry the groove for a moment. When the bass comes back on the next loop, it feels heavier automatically. Another great one is a register swap. Keep the exact rhythm, but move only one note up an octave in bar 2, preferably an offbeat like the end of 3 or 4. It sounds like call and response, with almost no effort. And if you want just a bit of nasty tension in F minor, use G flat as a super short passing note, like a 1/16th pickup. The rule is it should be quick, and it should resolve to something stable right after, like F, C, or E flat. Next, let's make it groove like Riedel DNB, because the roll is often micro groove, not big changes. Open the groove pool and try a subtle swing 16 groove. Apply it to your bass clip with timing around 10-25%. You can add a tiny bit of random, like 2-6%, but be careful. Too much randomness and the bass stops feeling intentional. If your patch responds to velocity, use that too. Main hits a bit louder, pickups a bit softer. This is one of those details that makes a loop feel performed instead of programmed. Now let's glue the layers and keep the low end clean. Group your sub and mid tracks into a bass group. On the group, at EQ8 first, check the 40-80 Hz region. If it's booming, a gentle dip can help, but don't carve just because you can. Then add glue compressor very lightly. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2:1, and aim for just 1-2 dB of gain reduction. We're gluing, not squashing. Add a limiter just as a safety net while you're producing. And now the DNB essential, sidechain. Put a compressor on the bass group, enable sidechain, and feed it from the kick, or a ghost kick if the main kick pattern is busy. Start with ratio 4:1, attack 1-5 milliseconds, release around 60-120 milliseconds, then bring down the threshold until you feel the kick cut through. You're not trying to make the bass pump like house music, you're just making space. Quick translation check. Mute the mid layer for a second. The groove should still read with just the sub. Then unmute the mids and see if the bass becomes more audible on small speakers. If the bass feels huge in headphones, but disappears on a phone, you either need more mid harmonics, or your mids are masking the sub in a weird way. One fast monocompatibility check. Put utility on the bass group temporarily and set width to 0. If the character collapses, your chorus or unison is too wide or too facey, reduce chorus amount, reduce unison spread, and keep the widest stuff higher up with EQ. Now, arrangement. This is where your two-bar idea turns into track energy. Duplicate your two-bar clips across 16 bars. Here's a super practical layout. Bars 1 to 4. Main motif, just looping. Bars 5 to 8. Introduce the variation every second repeat. Bars 9 to 12. Gradually open the mid filter a bit so energy rises. Bars 13 to 16. Make the last section feel like it's going somewhere. And on bar 16, do a fill behavior. That could be your last 2 beats twist, or a silence hit, or a slightly longer held note at the end for a phrase ending. If you want a really fast, musical system, make 4 2-bar clips. I is your main. A prime is the main with a tiny ending change. B is a bit more aggressive, like brighter mids or more drive. Fill is your twist or silence moment. Then arrange it like, first 8 bars, A prime, A. Next 8 bars, A, B, A prime, fill. That alone will make it sound produced. A few common mistakes to avoid as you go. Don't overvariate it. If you change too much too often, the roll breaks. Don't run a stereo sub. Mono it. Don't use notes that are too long. You'll smear the drum groove. Don't crush the snare space with your loudest bass hits. And don't forget to high pass the mid layer. Mid and sub fighting each other equals mud and weak punch. Let's lock it in with a quick practice drill you can do right after this lesson. Write 1 2-bar sub motif using only root, 5th, and flat 7. Duplicate it 3 times for variations. Variation 1. Change only the last beat, variation 2, and exactly 2 16th note pickups in total, anywhere. Variation 3. Keep the MIDI identical, but automate one mid parameter, like filter cutoff, so bar 2 is clearly brighter than bar 1. Then arrange 16 bars using only those clips. No new notes allowed. Finally, bounce it and listen on headphones and on your phone speaker. If the rhythm still feels good in both places, you're doing it right. Recap. A great DnB bassline can absolutely come from a simple two-bar motif. Keep the sub consistent. Put most variation in the mids through filter, drive, and tiny pitch or rhythm changes. Use micro groove to make it roll. Then arrange with intention so the loop evolves over 8 to 16 bars. If you tell me your key and whether you're aiming for liquid, rollers, or neurotechie, I can suggest a ready-to-go A, A prime, B, and fill pattern with specific note placement ideas.